It's Bill, it's Wendy, it's 720 WGN, and as the weather is getting colder, I start thinking of people who don't have a nice warm bed to sleep in. And according to the Covenant House website, 4.2 million young people in America will face homelessness just this year. On the line with us right now is CEO of Covenant House Illinois, Cheryl Hamilton Hill. Cheryl, how are you?
Good morning.
You do such an amazing thing with the Covenant House Sleep Out. How long have you been doing this, the past 10 years?
The Sleep Out has been going on nationwide for the past 10 years, but this is our second year in Chicago doing the Sleep Out. And we're going to be at St. James Commons, which is at 65 East Huron, on Thursday. We're going to start at 6 o'clock in the evening with the candlelight vigil, and then our Sleep Out will begin at about 7 o'clock.
All right. So last year, how many people participated? Because basically everyone's sleeping out in the elements, what, with a sleeping bag?
Absolutely. We're going to provide each of our sleepers a sleeping bag, and they'll also have a cardboard box. Last year, we had a little more than 60 people. This year, we've more than doubled that number, and that number is increasing every single day as people become aware of what we are doing to try and show solidarity and shine a light on homelessness here in the Chicago metropolitan area and across the state of Illinois.
What'd you do to make those totals jump up so dramatically, Cheryl? That's amazing.
Well, I think people are learning more about Covenant House Illinois and our presence here in the community. We just arrived last year, February of 2017, and we came because the need is so great in this region. And so as the word has gotten out about the number of youth that are homeless in this area, more people are stepping up. Recently, the Chicago Coalition for the Homeless released their annual survey about the number of people that are homeless in just this community. So there are about 80,000 Chicagoans who are homeless, and about 11,000 of those are youth between the ages of 14 and 24. So it's a huge number. And if you think of the number of people that are outside every single day, particularly now when we're experiencing cold weather, you know that it's an extreme challenge. So we're fortunate that we are able to be here in this community providing resources that these individuals need on a daily basis, whether it's meals, physical or mental health care, or long-term support such as workforce training and case management. We also provide 24-hour residential services, and we are the only provider that is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year that are serving the homeless community that are between the ages of 18 and 24.
Filling out the registration, I have one high schooler left, one in college, so I fill out all the registration things. And a lot of times you'll see, you know, residence address, do you live with a parent or guardian, or if homeless. And, you know, you kind of think, oh, no kid is homeless. But I can't even imagine a kid not having a warm bed or a meal and they have to go to school. I can't even imagine that.
And neither can we. And that is a challenge. We've got to let more people know about this because every youth, every person deserves to have their basic needs met. But people don't realize these youth that are on the street, they're walking past them every day, not realizing that they're homeless. They're not the stereotypical person standing out with a sign asking for assistance. They're just roaming from place to place. Sometimes they're riding the train to stay warm. They're in libraries. But in times like this, they're walking on the streets unless they have a place where they can go for warmth, for food, and for shelter. And I know that I can't sleep at night knowing that there are youth that are on the street in very dangerous and challenging conditions.
Cheryl Hamilton Hill on the line with us, CEO of Covenant House Illinois. You can go to covenanthouseil.org. We're talking about Sleep Out Chicago, which is happening Thursday night, this Thursday, St. James Commons. Cheryl, if we may, how do these kids get homeless? I know this is probably a stupid question, but I am unaware of some of these answers.
No, and there are a lot of reasons. I mean, there are youth that age out of foster care at the age of 18. They won't have a place to go if there has not been a plan for them. There are youth that have been trafficked. There are youth that have been involved in very violent situations and abused. And there are youth that have been kicked out of their homes from their families just for coming out of the closet, so to speak. So there are a variety of reasons that individuals can find themselves homeless. You know, there are situations where families cannot take care of their kids, and so their kids are out struggling on their own and trying to make it. So these are individuals, these are youth that have hopes and dreams, just like you have for yourself or your family members, other children. So they come to us with those needs, and we do everything that we can through the support of the community to make those dreams a reality. So we're happy that a lot of people are really starting to pay attention. I mean, this year we're going to have people sleeping out, some celebrities, so to speak. We have Tomar Wilson and 8 members from the cast of Hamilton. We're going to have Mickey James from Fox's Proven Innocent, Colin Donnell from NBC's Chicago Med, and Danny Allen, who was the winner of season 14, The Biggest Loser. So people are hearing about the need here in Chicago, but really wanting to step up and do as much as they can to support. So each person that's sleeping out is raising anywhere from $1,500 to $5,000. And so when you talk about 150 or so people sleeping out, it's a lot of money that they're going to raise, but we need a lot more in terms of being able to support our youth on an annual basis. So we're asking everyone who's in your listening audience, if you can get to St. James Commons on Thursday at 6 o'clock for the candlelight vigil, even if you can't sleep out, come and show your support to our youth in this state and in this community who really need us.
Cheryl, I'm sure the timing is no accident. Being homeless any time of the year is horrendous, but especially as the weather gets colder and colder. And also, we have major holidays coming up, and that puts an extra toll on the whole thing. So the timing is sort of by design, isn't it?
It certainly is. And I can tell you, probably November 15th won't be as cold as it is on December 1st and other parts of the year here in Chicago. So we're doing it at a time where it certainly brings awareness. But like you said, this is not every day of the year. This is only one day we're asking people to come out. You may be a little uncomfortable for 8 hours or so, but think about those individuals who have to serve or be in these conditions every single day of the year. And so we're just asking for everyone's support. If you can't get there, tell your friends, tell your neighbors, come to St. James Commons on Thursday at 6 o'clock for that candlelight vigil. We'd love to see each of you there.
All right. The Covenant House Illinois does some great things. They provide critical services, daily meals, mental and physical health care, and workforce training for homeless youth that are out there. Last year, you raised, what, over $160,000 from Sleep Out Chicago?
Yes, we did. And this year, we're hoping that we raise over $200,000 for this year's Sleep Out. And thankfully, we have some great corporate and community organizations who have created their own teams of sleepers. So companies like Morgan Stanley, Accenture, Cisco, Starbucks. We've gotten some new sleepers this year, new corporate support from Tao Chicago, Mesero Financial, IAT Insurance Group, and so many others. So if your company wants to be involved, you can do it this year, or we can get you signed up for next year as well. It's not too early to begin thinking about this because, again, the need is great. We need your support year-round and just encourage everyone to participate.
You're doing great work, Cheryl. Cheryl Hamilton Hill, CEO of Covenant House Illinois. CovenantHouseIL.org is the website. If we can't make it, even for the vigil at 6 o'clock on Thursday, how can we donate money for this cause?
You can go to our website, or you can give us a call at 312-759-7875. In addition, we have a wish list up on our website for those items that are needed by our organization and our youth on a daily basis just to meet their basic needs.
You're doing great work. Continued success with this, and dress warm.
Thank you very, very much, and we appreciate your support.
Absolutely. Cheryl Hamilton Hill, CEO of Covenant House Illinois. If you'd like to find out more, go to covenanthouseil.org.
A break, some news, and then more show. It's Bill Leffen, it's Wendy Snyder on WGN.